Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One though, it's a superstar out of South Australia. You can't miss him. He's a protege, the man with the plan. You can follow him, Mitch Lewis at Mitch Lewis FGB on Dabble. Hello, Mitchy baby.
Morning, Milo. Well, morning for me, afternoon for you. How are you going, mate?
I'm well. Recovered from Alice Springs. Pockets were full. Didn't do any damage on the Saturday, but geez, we tore them up on the Sunday.
And I heard the armour guard trucks needed to escort you out of the casino. So that's always a good success.
No, you heard that incorrectly. I just got escorted out of the casino. There was no armour guard, truck. Hey, mate, we've got a lot that we can cover. I want to start at Morphettville if we can. And you just go straight to where you want to go, mate. And then we'll move to Bendigo. And then if you want to give me something at Randwick, you can. But rather than going through all of them, at Morphettville and at Bendigo and at Sydney, you just tell me where you want to go at Moore first.
Sure. So let's kick off. I've got three that I'm pretty keen on. Oh, I'll give you four at Morphettville because it is a massive day. Four listed, two group threes. Most of it is all pointing towards group ones in a few weeks.
Yep.
Race two, number one, Dancing Storm for me to kick us off. This horse won the two-year-old Magic Millions at Murray Bridge two back. They went across to Moonee Valley. We know the jollies don't travel them if they don't think they're any good. So it missed the start, was a little bit slow away. I'm forgiving it for that run. We've got barrier three here today. A lot of two-year-olds making their debut. I think it sets up for Dancing Storm to go forwards, be in control of this race. So I think we can get the money early there.
Beautiful. That's a without fear stakes. Where are we going next?
Race four, number one, Stretton Angel. This is my best horse of the day. Anywhere, she does her best work second up into preps. I think this lines up perfectly for her. Barrier one was a question mark for some, but we've seen her settle about midfield before, so I'm not worried about that barrier. I think the class will see her through, and I think Ostmar is definitely the danger, but Ostmar, you know, he'd come out of a BM64 and won a weakish listed race Adelaide Cup Day, so I think that form line is a little bit wobbly, and we've seen Stretton Angel compete against the likes of Estriella last start. I think that form line is the one you want to look at.
Yeah, mate, I'm fully agree with you there on Stretton Angel. You can box up for the saver. Where are we going next?
Race six, number one, Air Assault. Look, he's probably short enough. I think he gets the job done. This is the Port Adelaide Guineas. You sort of got your eye on the Derby. I think he's the best local for a little while that we've probably had go around as a Derby chance. He's been on fire. He beat up the older horses last start. So I think he's a good chance there. He's probably my fourth best of these four. But I think Air Assault is one to keep an eye on going forwards towards that Derby.
Race six, number one, Air Assault. All righty. And then are we going to the, there's all the team rolling in and rolling past. Are we going to race on the Auraria? Have you got one in the Auraria?
Oh, look, I found this tricky enough. I've sort of tossed up Molly Knickers and Quickster, but I think Quickster's going to get a better run. Molly Knickers from out there at 12, I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be like. And I think Quickster gets a more economical run and did win here last start, which I think can't be underestimated. So Quickster for me, but it's not one of my better ones. Well, I've got a better one in race eight, though.
Well, so do I. And you please tell me it's number 10, Benedetta.
It is Benedetta.
Yes, yeah. Baby. Oh, look, best of the day at Moore for me.
For me, it sets up great for Benedetta. I know barrier 11 to the eye might be terrible, but when you've got horses like Hypothetical H2O and Cumin in barrier two, they're going to go quick. They're going to go out in front. Stacky rides. He's going to find some cover. And I mean, last start, fourth, less than two lengths behind Cylinder and Imperatrix. That's a pretty solid form line. So I think Benedetta gets the job done there in the Irwin.
Well, I like that. So Stretton Angel and Benedetta, we both line up on. Right, let's go to Bendigo. What do you like there?
Yeah, so I heard you say in the intro it is tricky, and I agree. Look, it's tough enough there for me usually. I've got two better bets, and I know you'll probably line up with one here as well. Race 6, number 7, Garza Blanca.
Best of Bendigo.
Look, it's slightly easier race than what she competed in last time. She's never been known as the first up runner. Second up here today, barrier 6, Jamie Mott. I think it sets up nicely. The race map's good. I think she's probably the better horse in this race, and she should get the job done.
Beautiful. I'll be interested to see where you go next, because I've got sort of two plays for most of the rest of the card.
Right, so I've only got one that I'm really more keen on, and the last race, race 10, number 10, Charlton Lane. So this horse is a first-up gun, three starts first up. He's won two of those, second in the other. His trials have been very good. 1,400 metres first up. I'm not too worried about that because he's had a decent hit out at the trial. So compared to some of the races he was competing in last prep, this is a little bit easier. So Charlton Lane first up for me.
Yeah, the one, like, I agree. Now, we're getting around 350 for Charlton Lane, but I have to back extra two again as well. I have to.
Yeah, given the map, extra two would probably, I think off the top of my head, I don't have it in front of me, is my second one.
Yep.
The main danger. Barrier 4 is a big tick in this race. I think it's a full field, so if you can go from barrier 4, you'll land yourself in a good spot. And what about horse 20, if that gets a run? Drink them kiss. You don't often see Kate and Wayne Walters head down to Bendigo on a Saturday.
No, certainly don't. 250-1, drink them kiss. Hey, there's a couple I want to ask you on just at Bendigo before we finish. Race 8 is a really interesting race. I'm declaring Saturday Kieran Mar Day. That's whether that's Bendigo, Adelaide, Doomben or Sydney. Kieran Mar will have five winners. I don't know which ones, but he'll have five winners at least for the day. But Race 8, the one sunshine in my pocket is $5.50. And there's another horse in here called Some People Call Me for Kieran Mar as well at $19. I've backed both of those. I'm taking on Roll on High.
Yeah, I think I landed Roll on High on top, but not with a huge degree of confidence. Not confident enough to bet into the race. I think it's an easier race than what Roll on High has competed in, but barrier 14 worries me a little bit. If you're keen to back him, then that'd be the way I'd be going, punters, because I'm probably not keen to have a bet.
Now, I'm going to go in depth with Watling in Sydney, but you'll have best bets up there, no doubt. What's your best up in Sydney?
Yeah, so you need to sort this. You get a chance to speak to Dino, so sort him out because I'm with you. You're due this morning. My best bet there is Via Sestina. I think it sets up unbelievably.
Oh, yeah.
You can appreciate a hot tempo.
Yeah, baby.
The form line, Dubai Honor. She was given Dubai Honor a run for its money back in the UK, so this horse should be better than him. And she wants a quick tempo. She gets it here. So Dino thinks she won't be able to catch Pride of Jenny, so but you get up there and sort him out for me.
No, I'm about to sort him out. This is a Dubai Honor job all over again. This is Wooshka, straight past him. Hey, Mitchie, we can catch all your tips so via your Dabble page, of course, and via formguybreakdowns.com.
Yep, correct. Mitch Lewis, FGB. I've done two Morpheville multis. One's a place multi, a little bit safer, and I've given you a big $80 win multi for those four best.
Yeah.
So you want to copy those Morpheville ones? They're all up there now. And there'll be a few more tomorrow.
You and I will be firing up South Australian Carnival over the next 3 to 4 weeks, mate. So let's get our form running, and look, we'll chat to you again soon.
Absolutely, mate. I'm looking forward to it. You have a good day, and good luck, punters. I'll speak to you all soon.
Mitchie Lewis here. Follow him on